"I'll let you out the back way," said Hagrid. They followed him to the door into his back garden. Harry felt strangely unreal, and even more so when he saw Buckbeak a few yards away, tethered to a tree behind Hagrid's pumpkin patch. Buckbeak seemed to know something was happening. He turned his sharp head from side to side and pawed the ground nervously. "It's okay, Beaky," said Hagrid softly. "It's okay." He turned to Harry, Ron and Hermione. "Go on," he said. "Get going." But they didn't move. "Hagrid, we can't. We'll tell them what really happened. They can't kill him." "Go!" said Hagrid fiercely. "It's bad enough without you lot in trouble and all." They had no choice. As Hermione threw the cloak over Harry and Ron, they heard voices at the front of the cabin. Hagrid looked at the place where they had just vanished from sight. "Go quick," he said hoarsely. "Don't listen." And he strode back into his cabin as someone knocked at the front door. Slowly, in a kind of horrified trance, Harry, Ron, and Hermione set off silently around Hagrid's house. As they reached the other side, the front door closed with a sharp snap.
"Please, let's hurry," Hermione whispered. "I can't stand it. I can't bear it."